I don't know how I feel, to be honest. You know, tomorrow I wake up and I don't go to work, and that's all I know. I've loved probably more above anything else. I mean, the club's dear to me, but what I get a kick out of is that I've gone every day and there's been something to improve in our players, and I think that's what I'll miss the most.
Michael Voss there, the former Brisbane coach. Can't believe I'm saying that. It's come from nowhere. John Ralph from the Herald Sun joins us at times like this, and we get to ask you straight off. John, did it catch you by surprise?
Well, it certainly did, especially considering this morning you know, he was talking to the assorted media about how confident he was. Mm. Look, this club is still a chance to make the finals. You know, we're certainly getting some rumours around in the afternoon, and obviously they've been confirmed by Vossi speaking himself to Channel 7 News. Look, I think everyone is immediately going to make the connection to Paul Roos, and it is a legitimate connection to make. You know, we've heard for months now that Paul Roos has you know, had some ideas that he would like to coach again. The fire is in the belly, and we were always hearing he'd like to go somewhere warm. So I'm sure he wouldn't have been someone who would have said, yeah, go and sack Vossi, I'll coach. But you'd be staggered if they hadn't made some preliminary inquiries as well. And speaking to people in the last half hour, it seems quite certain that has been the case.
Do you reckon that Brisbane wouldn't be a fair way down the path with Michael Voss to have made the decision 3 weeks out?
With Paul Roos?
Yep.
They're still in the finals race. They've got winnable games coming up.
It just reeks of Fremantle to me.
No, I think that is absolutely legitimate to make. You know, I mean, the decision had been made a couple of weeks ago, a couple of weeks before that with Rossi Lyon as well. I think the only thing that makes me just want to hesitate is that Paul Roos is a really honourable guy. Paul Roos is not someone who would have said, hey, mate, you know, I want to cut this bloke's lunch, I want to step in as well. I mean, maybe he would have said, look, if you do decide to make a decision on Michael Voss, you know, maybe I'll have a chat to you. I'd be stunned if he's saying to them, I want to be your coach and you should get rid of a club champion. That's not the way that Paul Roos operates. Someone would say maybe that was the way that Rossi Lyon...
No, but if they've come to him and said, look, Roosie, Michael Voss is on the way out. Are you interested when we move him on?
That is a much more palatable scenario. And I think it would be one that where he'd be crazy to say no. Look, I'm sure that the Melbourne scenario for him didn't appeal at all. You know, uprooting his family to the cold Melbourne winter. It's much more enticing for Tammy and maybe the kids to move up north as well. You put it this way, you don't move on a club champion unless you've got someone who you think can win you a premiership. They haven't got a premiership list yet, but you get Paul Roos in to try and instill that defensive pressure and that defensive methodology into it. I think it would make some sense why he's been so keen to hedge his bets on the couch. You know, maybe I still might coach, never say never and all those kind of things. Maybe he realised that there was an opportunity coming up either at Perth or potentially even Brisbane, and we'll connect the dots until he says yes or no.
Ralphie, how can Paul Roos coach the Lions, the D's, the West Coast Eagles and the Bombers all at the same time?
No, you're right. He won't be coaching West Coast. John Worsfold will be coaching on there. Look, just a proposition as well. One of my associates, said, would Melbourne be interested in Michael Voss?
I would be.
Not the worst option for them.
I would be. You know, and as Marco said before, coaches at their second go at it have learned a lot and a hell of a lot in their first try. And you know, you pick up a lot of things along the way, and you get a new set of people around you and a new culture, and then all of a sudden, it may click. Right? Michael Voss would be a wonderful person to take over.
A bit like, this has got what we said before, Mark Harvey and Ross Lyon, a little bit of Mick Malthouse and Brett Ratton as well, Johnny. I mean, the club legend, Brett Ratton, moved on and, you know, he had a gun in the wings. It seems like if you're putting two and two together, this is the biggest four in history.
Yeah. I mean, who else would you sack Michael Voss for? I understand that he's not a super coach, but he's someone who has, you know, led these guys down the right path this year. You wouldn't be sacking him for Mark Harvey, who, of course, is a 2IC there, as well as the man that got pushed out at Fremantle as well. You wouldn't be sacking him for a young apprentice that hasn't cut their teeth. Or the only person that you would try and sack him for would be a coaching legend. And as you say, Mick Malthouse did it at Carlton. And potentially Roosie will do it as well. We haven't made contact with him as well, but if we do, we'll be sure to have it on the Super Footy website as soon as we speak to him.
How big an impact would Paul Roos, and I know we're jumping the gun here, but if Paul Roos was to coach Brisbane, how big an impact would Paul Roos be able to have on that club?
He'd be monstrous. I think 2 years ago he wouldn't have wanted to coach that list because he would have seen the ageing champions there who were about to fall off the perch from a football sense. Now he would look at the likes of Dane Zorko and he'd look at Billy Longer and Sam Mays and think, look, this is a list that I can get my teeth into. We all realise that it is probably 4 or 5 years away from a premiership, but you get Paul Roos in there or another coach of his calibre. And I also think the AFL would be really keen to have someone like Paul Roos there. I know that Melbourne is a basket case at the moment. I know that's another going concern. But the Brisbane Lions have lost extraordinary amounts of money in the last few years. We know that they're only going to get weaker in comparison to the Gold Coast, who are on the charge. And so for a market as big as Queensland, I think the AFL would feel like that would tick a box for them as well.
Well, Roosy, if I can speak for Melbourne people, I'd take Michael Voss in a heartbeat. I think that he'd be a wonderful person. He's a great leader. What he brings with him is he brings a great playing career, but I reckon he also brings something that Melbourne haven't had in a long time, and he's a bit of staff factor and a bit of wow factor. I'd love to see Michael Voss at the Melbourne Footy Club.
Hey, Ralphie, hang with us, mate. We've got our SEN expert commentator, former Brisbane coach as well, Robert Walls, on the line. G'day, Robert. What were your first thoughts when you heard the news?
Absolute shock. I thought that Vossie, and I've seen Brisbane play their last couple of games. I saw them play Port Adelaide and, you know, almost got up over there. And the fight back against the Tigers on Saturday, I thought they came back really well. Last year they won 10 games. This year they've won 8. They've got GWS, I think, this weekend. And, you know, the next game's the Doggies. And I was thinking, well, they could end up with 10 wins again. And when you consider, you know, they haven't had a great run with injuries and so on, I thought it was a tick. Not a big tick, but I thought it's a tick. It's Vossie's fifth year. Give him another 2 years, and it's make or break for him in those 2 years. But I'm absolutely shocked that they've sacked him. And tell him, I don't know, will he coach the remaining 3 games, or is it all over?
We believe he will be, but you know what that's like, Wolves. It's very hard to stay in the job when you know you haven't got it going forward. We've seen coaches say that they are going to stay on, and then 3 days later they say, no, it's too hard, I'm moving.
Oh, look, we saw Peter Schrob, didn't we, in that same situation, Walsy, that he decided he would coach on for the last 6 or 7 games and then decided, what's in it for me as well? Maybe he would feel like, look, if I can get a 10-win season or even an 11-win season, that might give me a bit of momentum for a Melbourne job, but it'd be tough for him to coach on and still retain the passion.
Look, the Brisbane's, I think they've won 4 of their last 6 games. It's not like they've been a basket case. I'm just having a quick look here. They've won 4 of their last 6, and if you like, 5 of their last 8, and one of those was a win over Geelong up at the Gabba. They beat North Melbourne, who's not a bad side as well. Any word as to who might take over?
No.
Well, we think it's got to be someone like Roosie, but again, when you throw those statistics out there as well, something has to have been made in terms of a decision. You don't make those kind of rash decisions when you can have 10 and 11 win seasons. You only make those decisions if you've got someone that you believe is waiting in the wings.
Wolsey, were you talking about in the interim? Because Mark Harvey would probably be that person to take over in the interim if that moved on. Can I ask you one thing about Paul Roos? Would Paul Roos be on the same level as Michael Voss in legend status with the Brisbane Fitzroy Football Club?
Oh, yes, he would be. He would be. Yeah, longevity and captain and All-Australian. Look, the thing that Vossie's got, of course, is the premierships. And, you know, he's those 3 in a row. Brownlow medalist, of course. But both are absolute legends at their club. Look, it's interesting. As you say, Vossie's better off to... If they've made that call on him, he's better off to step aside because his heart will tell him, look, I'll be there for the boys this week and so on. But as each day goes by, he should, and I hope he does, get a little bit dirtier on the footy club for doing this too. Why wouldn't you let the bloke coach out the remaining 3 games of the season and then make the call that, okay, we're not going to renew your contract. But to do this to a legend with 3 games to go, it doesn't make sense. I'll give you a tip, boys. Now, you're mentioning that perhaps Roosie could be the man.
Yes.
Yep. Lee Matthews.
Wow. Yeah, have you been speaking to him, Robert? Is he even?
I haven't spoken to anyone, Marco. But I reckon there is a chance that it could be Lee Matthews. He lives in Brisbane. He's still up there. He's been away from the club for 5 years. I would not be surprised at all if he decides to have one more crack at it before he completely puts an end to his coaching career. And look, a five-year break is a long time, and most of the players at Brisbane would not have played under Lee. So, you know, 5 years is a long time. One to keep an eye out for.
Do you reckon that would spell the end for Simon Blake, Jonathan Brown, those two older blokes of the footy club, if a new coach came in? And in particular, if Lee Matthews came back, would he give them the opportunity to stay on?
Yeah, it's a good question, Ox, because he loves those boys and he's indebted to them with the premierships and the form that they play. But as you've just seen with the sacking of Michael Voss, it's a ruthless game as well. And he might well come back and say, look, clean sheet, as good as you've been, I think it's time. Although he might, particularly with Brownie, he might say, look, one more year with Brownie, because it's not as if they've got a couple of young forwards who are, you know, Brownie's in the way of. So that's a possibility. Don't discard it. I'd like to hear Lee come out and categorically deny that he will coach next year.
Yeah, that would knock our Essendon off the pages of the paper, that's for sure. That would be a monster story. Robert, just finally from me, if Vossi was the coach again, obviously you know him reasonably well. He's the type of person who'd learn from the mistakes. Would he be a good candidate for the Melbourne Football Club for that job?
Oh, look, I think he'd be terrific. And look, I say that because In many ways, Michael Voss needs to get away from Brisbane. He's been with... I invited him down to train with the senior Brisbane team when he was 15, and he's been with them ever since. Mm. And that's a long, long time at the one club in the one city. And for his footy development, I always wished he had have gone elsewhere when he finished playing at Brisbane, just to get a taste of what it was like. Now, if he was to come to Melbourne, and look, I hope he does, either as a senior coach or an assistant coach, he'll be even better if he's immersed in the football world down here. But look, he's a ripping bloke. He's as honest as the day is long. And if for Melbourne in particular, like, to have a bloke who's had 5 years' experience and is still young and hungry... and, you know, for the young Melbourne players, you've got a bloke who's done it all. I think it'd be good.
Yeah, Robert, thanks very much for your time. We appreciate it.